Thank you. Happy Friday to you, too. It's happier now down here in L.A. that the fires are a little more under control.
A little bit more under control.
The air is improving, and people are returning to their homes, and they might want to go out and see some movies tonight. One of them they probably won't want to see is called Just Getting Started. And I have to say,
that was going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so, too. It's got a great cast, Tommy Lee Jones and Rene Russo and Morgan Freeman and Joe Pantoliano. But it was one that they didn't have the confidence to show to critics. And when they don't show it to critics, it generally means that that it's not too good. So anyway, so that one, you know, it looks like it had potential. Well, I'll just have to tell you next week after it opens. Yeah, then there's I, Tonya, which is a pretty interesting movie. I mean, if you were alive back in 1994 when figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by associates of Tonya Harding, you probably remember where you were when you heard the news, right?
Yeah,
it was one of those events, and it's a film all about Tonya. She's played by Margot Robbie, and how she sort of clawed her way to the top of the international figure skating world with the help and sometimes hindrance of her trashy mom, who's played by Allison Janney. This is a really entertaining and interesting film. It's sort of filmed like a mockumentary with interviews of everyone involved. And it's really interesting to see. Now, it is rated R, so it's kind of harsh. It's not fun for the whole family, but kind of an ambitious, unusual, different kind of film.
So I presume then that the trashy mom role is even more trashy or even more trashy than Allison Janney's role on the TV sitcom Mom.
Oh, way yeah. Trashier. Well, and she was an abusive mom, too,
yeah,
for Tonya. So she was very manipulative and hard, but it did get her a nomination for Best Supporting Actress for a Critics' Choice Award.
Okay, so what are some of the other Critics' Choice Awards?
Well, they're just the nominations out now. They'll be awarded on January 11th.
Well, that's what I mean. Who else is nominated?
Barker Hammer. Okay, we've got, for Best Picture, we've got The Big Sick, Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, The Florida Project, Get Out, Lady Bird, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. My vote will go to Three Billboards. I think that's a wonderful film.
So a lot of these awards this year are not necessarily ones that everybody has seen.
No, right? I don't think it's really the strongest year for movies. I nominated Wonder Woman, but it didn't make the best picture list. I thought Wonder Woman was just an amazing movie, and everybody saw that, but try to get a bunch of critics to agree on something, and it's not easy.
So how do you think Dunkirk will fare?
I don't think it'll win. It looks like the front runner right now is The Shape of Water, which hasn't opened yet. So, you know, a lot of these films haven't opened yet, and that's why a lot of people haven't seen them. But The Shape of Water got 14 nominations, so everybody's loving that, except me.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for your insight to those two films and the Critics' Choice Awards, and we hope maybe next year that your nomination wins the big one.